This question comes from Tamil Nadu in India, from the city of Trichy, from Vayapuri. Griva, my question is whether Atma, the soul, is also getting the education that the mind is getting when we study something, Vayapuri.
First, we must establish our identity to our external mind and internal mind as well. We are the soul, we're not the external mind. We're not the emotions, we're not the physical body. We're not the memory patterns of the subconscious mind, we are the soul. So whatever we take in through any of the other layers of the mind, of course the soul is aware.
This next question comes from Donald Gilbert, lives in the U.S., studying the Master Course. He's reading about sin and suffering in Sloka 51, why there is sin and suffering. And he asks, I know, Gurudeva, that there are some things that are unavoidable, but some things are avoidable. Suffering is totally avoidable if one is indifferent or apathetic to the world around them. But I find if one is concerned and sensitive to the world around them, then suffering is unavoidable. Yes, then, one should accept their suffering as part of compassion, but it's not easy when you're surrounded by the painfully imbecilic people. Donald Gilbert.
Donald, first define the path that you're on. That's most important. There are many paths, traditional paths, I mean, not New Age paths. New Age people run around the mountain and up one path and down that path and up another path and down that path and are totally committed to not making a commitment of any kind. The Saivite path is a wonderful path. It's the most ancient path on the planet. And we look at happiness and suffering as different intensities of the emotion. The whole world is made of prana. The entanglements of prana produce suffering. The smooth flow of prana produces happiness. Part of our great teaching is to surround yourself with people that have this beautiful, smooth flow of prana. People that think as you do, behave as you do. You have free will, you have choices. Use your superconscious wisdom to make the right choices in who to associate with, the philosophy that you adhere to, and then once your path is chosen, stay on that path.